From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Farron Young.
Been a-working hard a whole week along, and I'm gonna have some wine, women, and song. Gotta work next week, but that's all right. I got mine all of it, it's Saturday night. And fun, it's gonna go on till we pass the one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got mine all of it, it's Saturday night. Gonna have fun tonight. Gonna get right tonight. Hey! And other folks, I wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. I wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's all right. I got my dollar and it's Saturday night. Well, so thank you just a whole lot, neighbors, and a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome to all of our good friends. Hello there, Mr. Grant Turner. Tell the folks what's in store, will you?
I sure will, Farron, because all your Opry favorites are on hand. Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Ah, yes, sir, Ian. For a little extra fun in singing tonight, I invited over those two real crazy fellas, the Winston County Pea Pickers, Lonzo and Oscar. Yes, we'll have Lonzo and Oscar out in just a little bit, but you know, come to think of it, your funny bone is going to really have a chance tonight, because right now, for instance, we're making room for the number one funny feller in the entire world. It's the old Hornwall pride and joy himself, Rod Brassfield.
Hello there, Mr. Bird. Good to see you, boy. Good to see you.
Good to see you, bud.
I'm so mad I could eat a goat burger.
But wow, what's the matter?
Well, sir, I went to the doctor a while ago, and he examined me, see?
Yeah?
Yeah, he looked at my pulse and felt of my tongue, and he told me that I had... he said I had hardening of the artillery.
Artillery?
Yeah, that's silly. I ain't even in the Army.
Oh. Come here. Tell me, how's your old girlfriend Susie doing?
She's all right, except she's suffering from a drastic diet right now.
Drastic diet.
Yeah, right? Black coffee and fingernails.
Oh.
She's the dumbest thing. She come up here to town with me today, and me and her got in a taxi, see, to go downtown.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's the matter with this taxi driver. I don't know what's the matter with him. He'd go about a block and he'd stop.
Yeah?
He'd go another block and he'd stop. Go another block and he'd stop.
Yeah?
Finally, I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, what in the cat hire you keep a stopping for?
Yeah?
He says, well, that lady back there said stop.
Yeah?
I said, well, you go on tend to your own business. She wasn't talking to you, Shorty.
Oh, God. About the dumbest thing I ever saw in
me
my
and her,
life.
Me and her, I ain't as dumb as she is. We went to the picture show, and the name of the show was The Woman Pays, and she went up and bought two tickets.
Hey, you know, I'm having a lot of fun here with you and everything, but last week, I went down and visited with my old hometown, boy.
Oh, that's nice.
Some of my old school buddies.
Yeah.
Even went out to my old college and visited my old alma mater.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
How's old alma getting along these days?
All right, Brassfield. I said alma mater. You know what I done?
What'd you do?
I even went back and slept in my old dormitory.
Sure enough.
Yes, sir.
Slept where?
In my old dormitory. What in the world did you sleep in when you went to school?
In my long-handled underwear.
Oh. Come out.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what part of school you like best.
Recess.
Hey, you look up to No, Rodney, what I mean is, what did you take up?
Just anything you wasn't nailed down on.
I can see right now.
It's...
I'm gonna find out just how smart you was about, like, English. Say, tell me, how's your grammar?
Oh, she's dead. She died last summer, poor old.
Well, I'm talking about grammar, not your grandma.
Oh.
Tell me, I'm gonna ask you something about English.
Yeah.
All right, I want
yeah,
you to...
English.
I want you to make me up a sentence using the word, fascinate.
Fascinate.
Yeah.
Fascinate. All right. I got a gal, she's got a dress with 10 hooks on it. She got so fat she could only fasten me.
Oh. No, that ain't gonna work. I didn't think you learned too much. I'm gonna give you one more chance.
Well, I need it,
bud. One more chance. Let me see. Let me make up a good one. I tell you what, make me up a sentence using the word bitter end.
Bitter end.
Yeah.
Bitter end.
Bitter end.
Bitter end. All right. Our old cat run under the house.
Yeah.
And our old dog.
Yeah.
Bitter end.
Baron, when I say what goes up must come down, well, what would you say?
Well, Grant, I'd only say, my friend, that that's only natural.
Yes, just like it's only natural that Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. You see, nature herself put the flavor in PA, and PA's own exclusive process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of fine choice tobacco. Makes it mild and mellow, too. So pipeful after pipeful, you can be sure of getting a cool, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert.
Yes, sirree, and Grant right, too, there, fellas. And being crimp cut, well, sir, PA packs neat and firm in your pack, in your pipe, and it smokes smooth and it's long burning.
Yes, it's pretty easy to see why Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. But you find out for yourselves. Enjoy Prince Albert in your next pipe or making cigarette. That's Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, so don't say I didn't warn all you folks here in the Ryman with us tonight. You better kind of fasten up your safety belts out there and get the buckle real tight. But here, because here they come right now, the Weston County Peat Pickers, Lonzo and Oscar.
Howdy, Mr. Frank.
What y'all been doing since I saw you last?
Well, we've been traveling around a little bit out in Colorado and all up and down the Great Divide.
Who is that half-wit over there with you?
Oh, that's Oscar.
It's me.
Howdy, Oscar.
Hello there. How you feeling? Pretty good.
What y'all gonna do for us?
We'd like to sing one of our number two song here if these fellas will behave themselves just a little bit. One called 16 Ton, number two. Oh,
that's a popularity one, ain't it? Yeah, are you
a gal that's short and sweet, some like a gal that stands 6 feet, some like a gal that's little and cute, but I got a gal that looks like a brute. She weighs 16 tons, that's no joke. She eats like a horse and she keeps me broke. She ain't very pretty, but I don't care. She got a bone cracking hug like a grizzly bear. Well, the first time I seen her, she was pretty as could be. She wasn't very big, she was just right for me. I took one look and I said, hot dog. My jumped out like a stomped on frog. She weighs 16 tons, that's no joke. She eats like a horse and she keeps me broke. She ain't very pretty, but I don't care. She got a bone cracking hug like a grizzly bear. She was born, the doctor said, oh my. He couldn't tell if she was gonna walk or fly. But bless my soul, he must have been right. I got 16 tons of dynamite. She weighs 16 tons, that's no joke. She eats like a horse and she keeps me broke. She ain't very pretty, but I don't care. She got a bone-cracking hug like a grizzly bear. When you see her coming, you better run and hide. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. She's got a heart of iron and it's cold as steel. She got a bone cracking hug and make a grizzly bear squeal. She weighs 16 tons, that's no joke. She eats like a horse and she keeps me broke. She ain't very pretty, but I don't care. She got a bone crack and hug like a grizzly bear.
All right, so Wilson, I see Gordon here and Dale Potter all wound up over there with the country deputies. Come up here, Dr. Lewis, and give us a little square dance.
On track, grab that camel, swing it back. Everybody swing, tickle a heel and tickle a toe, and grab your gal and do-si-do. Hey, lady, step out the gent, step in, grab your hole and go it again. Oh, you swing more, I swing more, I swing the gal from Arkansas. Everybody swing. Chase the rabbit and chase the squirrel, chase the pretty girl around the world. Everybody go home.
Neighbors, we always like to have a lot of fun on Grand Ole Opry, and fun we like to share with you. And too, we have a serious moment or two with a sacred song that we'd like to do especially for you tonight. Someone to Care.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like none other can do. He'll come down from the sky and brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child and he cares for you. When your disappointments come and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who's a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like none other can do. He'll come down from the sky and brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child and he cares for you.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Farron, what's the first thing you do after a performance?
Well, sir, Grant, I always like to get out my Prince Albert smoking tobacco, good buddy, and my OCB papers, and, well, sir, then I'm set to enjoy some real relaxing.
Well, Farron, you've certainly got a lot of company there, because when it comes to smoking enjoyment, a lot of fellas choose PA for making cigarettes. They know that nature herself put the flavor in PA. Rich, natural flavor that's held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process.
Yes, sir, and besides being smooth smoking, well, sir, PA is crimp cut to roll easy, and it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, looky here. Somebody's at the Grand Ole Opry piano, and that means some mighty fine country style playing. It's Miss Dale Wood and her favorite and mine, Down Yonder. Well, so thank you, Dale. Honey, that was mighty fine. Well, so we've had a fair share of picking, singing, and plucking, but now it's time for all the latest gossip. And you know what that means. It's time for our girl Saturday, the gossiper, a grinder switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl. Come out here.
I love to stand up here by you.
Thank you, Minnie.
We make such a lovely couple standing. Yeah. We ought to go somewhere together sometime. Anywhere. I don't care. You know, you always look so nice, Baron. You wear such wonderful-looking clothes. I like that shirt there, Farron. You ought to buy that.
I think all of
them. You're not, Farron. You always wear nice-looking clothes. You well, really you. Do. And you look good in them, too, Farron.
Well, bless you. Thank you, Minnie. I wish I could say the same about you.
Well, you could if you told as big a lie as I did.
Cowboy, Minnie.
Oh, you got on that. Oh, where have you been?
Out in West Texas, out there west of the Pecos or something. Yeah, even joined me a rodeo.
You've been on a rodeo?
Yeah.
What'd you have on there with you?
Indians and steeropers and tie-hoggers and steer-tie-hoggers.
Oh, how wonderful.
That little mess of everything on there.
You did? Well, if you was on
had one old Indian on there, Minnie Pearl, beat anything I've seen. All he done was run around building a fire in his toupee.
No, Rodley, you mean TP. You see, toupee is a wig.
Wig. That's why he's building a fire in. He wanted to keep his wig warm. You ought to have been out there on the reservation. He had a reservation, that Indian did.
He did.
And he had a son that had a son.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to see the little son, so I went and seen that little son.
Yeah.
There he was laying in a bear skin, yeah. You know, and he had his toe in his mouth.
Had his toe in his mouth.
Yeah. It just done my heart good to see somebody that could make both ends meet nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Rodney, you're so crazy. Listen, Rod, talking about the West, it reminds me of my great-great uncle.
Great-great uncle.
Oh, well, he wasn't so great now that I think of it, but he was my uncle.
He
drove a stagecoach.
Oh, he did.
Years ago out in the wild and woolly West.
Yeah, around them mountains.
Around the passes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Through the passes. Around the mountains.
Head them off there.
Yeah.
And the... Yeah. He drove a stagecoach.
Yes, sir.
Out there where it was dangerous.
Yeah.
And you know his stagecoach didn't have no wheels?
Yeah. Huh? Stagecoach didn't have no wheels.
No.
Well, Minnie, what held it up?
Bandits.
Well, you can't ever tell what's going to happen when they come out, I guarantee you. You can't beat Minnie the Pearl for fun, I guarantee you. And you know, when it comes to crazy musical goings on, well, you just can't hardly beat the fellas. We're going to get back out here for another number, and we want to get one of the real beautiful ballads out of them this time. Lonzo and Oscar, come on back out. Ain't nothing to do this time.
Well, we got another number two here, one called The Cattle Calls. Number two, Oscar, you ready?
Cattle call song, ain't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, bend Rod Brassfield's turn, cowboy. I'm going to ride in on my horse. Oh, so here I come, fella.
Whoa!
That ain't no horse, loser.
That don't even sound like cool.
The cattle are belching, the cowboys are welching. They don't like to ride in the cold. They're shivering and shaking, their arches are breaking. They're crying this cattle call song.
All right.
Brings you all the best. And here's some more proof, because it's the best doggone guitar player you ever did hear, Mr. Chester Atkins.
It's a real pleasure and privilege to present you with this beautiful plaque awarded by Farm and Ranch Magazine, naming you the winner of their 1955 poll conducted by Jimmy Rule as the favorite country music artist in the country. Congratulations, boy.
Well, thank you, Grant. Thank you very much. Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much, Jim. I want to say thanks to you and all the folks at Farm and Ranch Magazine, especially to all the wonderful friends and fans around the country that made this award possible to me. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim. Right now, we'd like to do a song for all those wonderful folks that were so nice to us. Here's one here that we just recorded not long ago called You're Still Mine.
You're still mine, each moment you're away. You're still mine, don't get it far a day. Just go on and have yourself a time. Just as long as you remember, you're still mine. Well, don't you know how much I missed you, cause I never could resist you. And I'm sure while you're away, you'll have lots of chances and find a new romance. But remember what I have to say to your old friends, and have yourself a ball. Dance and sing, won't bother me at all. Don't fall for anybody's line. And remember, when they hold you
you know how much I missed you, cause I never could resist you, and I'm sure while you're away, you'll have lots of chances at finding new romances, but remember what I have to say to your old friends, and have yourself a ball. Dance and sing won't bother me at all, but don't fall for anybody's line. And remember, when they hold you, you're still mine.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Well, it's time we're saying so long. But don't you forget to be on hand next week, because we'll come calling for you again in the old book court. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Cowboy Copus, and he's bringing along the Lubin Brothers. Till then, this is Baron Young saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You win with the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's new blend brings you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, Cavalier's new blend tastes great. And the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
You draw lots of rich, natural flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos in Cavalier's new blend.
And Cavalier feels great, too. Gives you a smooth, easygoing smoke that feels good to you smoke after smoke.
That's right. That's the wonderful news about the all-new Cavalier. The smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Today's the day for you to win new smoking enjoyment from Cavalier's unique combination of rich taste and smooth feel.
Today, try new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. You'll win more smoking enjoyment with the all-new Cavalier. It's a sure winner.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.